past revolution at the forefront of their minds. They tried to bring an end to the man who crossed the line. His fuel hikes weren't acceptable and everyone was poor. People said we've had enough and tried to show Macron the door. More than a quarter of a million put on their yellow vests, hated by the government, supported by the rest. The demonstration grew and soon everyone could see there's something beautiful happening on the Paris streets. They sent 5,000 police officers to keep the peace. They fired tear gas and their water cannons knocked people off their feet. So the barricades went up, we almost saw a civil war. The French workers and their comrades are no longer on the floor. More than a quarter of a million put on their yellow vests, hated by the government, supported by the rest. The demonstration grew and soon everyone could see there's something beautiful happening on the Paris streets. And these people aren't going away. They will block the roads and stay out every day until they can see some kind of change. Direct action is the only game they'll play. To one month the truth is plain and everybody knows. Those yellow vests are everywhere and no police can oppose. The French president is looking scared, his things hidden away. A new revolution is coming and it started here today. By the government, supported by the rest. The demonstration grew and soon everyone could see there's something beautiful happening on the Paris streets. There's something beautiful happening on the Paris streets. There's something beautiful happening on the Paris streets.
And that was Lee Brickley from a late November 2018 song for the Yellow Vests in support of all French protesters. And there's a lot to be found on YouTube around the Yellow Vest, the Les Gilets Jaunes, as I think you pronounce it in France. Rightists, leftists, if you want to check out the right-wing perspective, you get a lot of talk about the white Frenchman. Sort of a racist, anti-immigrant bent to it, but a lot of people are just angry and rising up against government oppression from both ends of the political spectrum. Here's hashtag happening now, hashtag latest news, hashtag rocky is France having its Rocky Balboa movement from Luke We Are Change. I'm going to take a chance and just give it a play for you. See what you think.
Let's just go over to the main story that, of course, I wanted to talk about. And that, of course, is the latest developments that are happening with the Yellow Vest movement.
The reason I'm doing this here is that what I've been playing you, the song that you just heard, and then the France 24, is that the segment I played you before, is from at least a month or 2 months ago. This is published on January 7th, so it's much more recent. Here it is.
In France. Now, before we get into the French Rocky Balboa, before we get into the forklifts, before we get into the utter chaos and madness that is unfolding on the streets of France, we have to understand here that the Yellow Vest movement is a movement that started in France, but is spreading everywhere, as we saw actions take place in Winnipeg also this Sunday with a Yellow Vest vehicle convoy protesting Trudeau and, of course, taxation in Canada. We even saw police clashes in London with copycat Yellow Vest movement, clashes that spurred after the British police arrested a 13-year-old during demonstrations in London over this past Saturday. And of course, the main one that happened all throughout Paris. And as we said before, there was going to be a lull in the protest, especially during the holidays, especially during the new year. But in 2019, the Yellow Vest movement is coming back stronger than ever. And this is fascinating. I mean, and you're not hearing a lot of this context in the mainstream media, because a lot of this context, a lot of the coverage is lacking, or they're just not giving you the full kind of story here, because these latest developments are very scary for the establishment, especially the banksters. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But just a few hours ago, we had the Yellow Vest movement storm a French government building. And many people are saying that Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, is losing his grip and his control on that country. A lot of the protests that happened just moments ago in Paris happened around the stock exchange, where, of course, protesters demanded the resignation of Emmanuel Macron. Now, the location of the Yellow Vest protest by the stock exchange is very significant. And we have to understand that there's a bigger kind of push here, a bigger demand of action by this larger movement that is represented by people from the left, from the right, and also the moderate that have come together. And as we know, if you're just paying attention, even just a little bit, to the economic news, you know that a 2008 style scale crash is coming very soon in 2019. It's coming. There's no ignoring it. Ever since the 2008 financial crash that happened all over the world, not only here in the United States, but ever since it happened in France, we saw France's national debt increase to $700 billion since 2018. France pays $42 billion of interest each and single year. And now we are seeing a unified call for an RIC system to be put in place in Paris, a demand by the protesters to allow popular referendums like they exist currently in Switzerland and in California, where you have a representative government that takes a referendum and votes on it with the public deciding what they want for their existence, without government being able to step in the way of the popular demand of what people want. And one of the demands that they want over this RIC system is, of course, a similar revolution that we saw in Iceland that happened in 2009 and 2010 that was called the Pots and Pans Revolution. And this is a very popular demand. As we are seeing, 80% of the French people support this new RIC system, this new popular referendum system. And 75% of people in France disapprove of Emmanuel Macron, who was deemed the previous savior of globalism, the big queen of the European Union, who is now less. What I'm hearing from the people that I'm talking on the ground with is that they are calling for a very similar thing of what happened in Iceland, where top bankers were put in jail and the national debt was erased, with, of course, people demanding action and getting it from a small local level that happened in Iceland in 2009 and 2010. This is also a very successful, popular revolution that happened that, of course, you're not hearing about, but it's becoming a major rallying call right now with the Yellow Vest movement in Paris, France. We have to understand, this is a huge threat to the bankers, a huge threat to the establishment. And as we know, Emmanuel Macron is a former Rothschild banker, and that's why his response to the Yellow Vest movement is a tough stance, is, of course, brutality by his security forces, and also unbelievable actions where, literally, as we saw just a few weeks ago, the French authorities preparing a, quote, last resort chemical weapons attack on the population of Paris that would prevent the Yellow Vest protesters from, of course, entering key government buildings. This is a major, major story that a lot of people are not really talking about, but this is really significant. The French government, Emmanuel Macron, the police forces see the Yellow Vest movement as such as big as a threat, that they're literally talking about a chemical weapons attack on Paris to throw these protesters and get rid of them from entering key government buildings, from overthrowing governments symbolically. And this is huge. This is a chemical weapons attack that they're talking about would lead to debilitating effects on the population that can spread to six sizes of football fields in a matter of 10 seconds, a dispersant that hasn't been used before. And already they are using very strong dispersants, as I have witnessed, even with a gas mask and goggles, which have affected me severely when I was there covering it with just the basic tear gas. This is not even tear gas that we're talking about. These are chemical weapons that the French government has and has established and is ready to use if the Yellow Vest movement takes over a government building. And they're escalating these tensions, as we just saw one of the major organizers of the Yellow Vest movement just being arrested before the action that took place hours ago. And of course, the reaction of this was more protesters on the streets and the resurgence and the waking up of this movement that became very significant just this Saturday alone. And the violence, of course, was on hand from not only the protesters, but also the police. As we documented on our coverage when we were there on the ground, it was mainly the police that were initiating a lot of the violence, that were indiscriminately tear gassing people, blocking them in, kettling them, not letting them leave anywhere. And we have footage of riot police literally throwing blocks of concrete against protesters, shoving protesters randomly, attacking peaceful people, attacking journalists, as we documented very heavily, severe injuries coming from the population, with the population responding more than ever, not only smashing cars, not only smashing government buildings, but also, as we just saw this past Saturday, bringing in a evacuated from the back door, causing, of course, a lot of panic. There's also viral footage happening right now of the Rocky Balboa of Paris literally doing a hurdle over a barricade, coming in and fighting back against the French police officers, which he was calling a coward for attacking people, which now, of course, there's a warrant out for his arrest, with his picture being predominantly showed everywhere. But a lot of people are seeing this man as a hero right now because, one, he's going to be severely punished. But he also responded to, of course, the suppression that the police were doing against these protesters that has been very heavy-handed. And as he was fighting back, you could see him say, "You should be ashamed of yourself," as he's punching mainly the riot shields that police had. We also saw incredibly impressive footage of an ambulance that was moving along the streets in France, where literally the Yellow Vest protesters parted ways in a very unanimous, unorganized, but very incredible way, parted and made room for this ambulance to move forward, which is incredibly inspiring to see and has been spread all over social media as well. And from this past Saturday, we, of course, have the government interior ministry reporting that there was only 50,000 people taking part in the Yellow Vest movement. There's other police accounts that say that there was over 300,000 protesters taking part in this past Saturday's actions. And if there's one thing that is sure about this, is that, as we've been saying before, as we've been saying on the ground, this Yellow Vest movement is not going away anytime soon. You can only expect more arrests, more repressions by the state, Emmanuel Macron, the Rothschild banker, who, of course, is opposed to this bigger referendums that the people want.
And following up on that last report, there's another report from We Are Change about a car bomb explosion in Paris, but there's not much more about it except that it was horrible. And frankly, I'm thinking of putting on a yellow vest myself suggesting that people in RVs do the same. But who knows? Might be hard to get a lot of folks to join us. I'm going to continue to try to follow this, since it sounds like an upsurgent movement that isn't in the captive of any particular party and that is concerned about real issues of inequality, not just in France, but in other cities around the world, if the account we just heard is accurate as well. But now let's dive into, get back into Santa Cruz for a bit, where it might be really healthy to have some yellow vest activity here, but unfortunately here is more likely to be the swastika vest, I'm afraid. But we'll see. I would say the community isn't happy, and I think the distribution of wealth has a lot to do with it. In any case, here is some voices from folks who go to a church every Monday in order to get a meal. That's at the Calvary Episcopal Church. That's last Monday on January 7th. And here's what they had to say.
Kind of here at the Red Church and looking for street reports. Today is the 7th.
It's pretty dead out there.
And we've been talking with?
What?
Do you want to sign in by a name?
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. And what about you?
Hello,
nothing. How about you, dog woman?
Have you heard about COPA?
COPA.
COPA is like some kind of church political group. Have you heard about that?
I think I have. It's a sort of a countywide or...
I don't know. I heard about it from the benevolent manager at Gateway Church in Scotts Valley. He said that there's a... St. Stephen's Church has this organization called COPA, and I should check into it, but I never heard about it
before. Not sure, but will you be coming to the RV gathering on Thursday at 1:30?
I pretty much have responsibilities to about 3 o'clock, so I could try, God willing.
Bring that dog with you, just in case Mills gets frickety.
We have to ask the dog what the dog thinks about that.
Of course, and I want a full report. Anything else?
I think that's about it right now.
All right.
But thank you for the invite. Can you please give me something to share, a link or a flyer or something to share online? I emailed you back, and I don't have an email list of people. I mostly just post news reports. That's basically all I do is disseminate information.
Dig it.
Okay,
thank you. We've been talking.
I can take a photograph of this and put it on there?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Julie Shaw, Santa Cruz Full-Timers.
Fair enough. Thanks,
thank
Julie.
You.
All right.
Hey.
At 1:30 p.m., we're having a rally at the police department parking lot to enable people who are having problems sleeping in their car, being harassed, etc., to be able to express themselves. Police Chief Mills will also be present to answer questions and make comments. So it's an opportunity for dialogue and for discussion to hopefully resolve a difficult, complex problem of people having difficulties trying to find a place to sleep. We have flyers, so when you come by to get a bagel, if you want a flyer, please take one. And most important of all, support us. Come out and say yes. You care about people who are being harassed. We'd appreciate it.
Any questions? Any questions for
good.
The rabbi? It seems to have a lot of work.
Analysis from, he won't give us an analysis, but a lay person's analysis that I've heard is that the Martin versus Boise decision may well be in place here for RV people as well as people not sleeping on the ground, because the Boise decision not only overturned the.
No mention of vehicles or anything like that in the decision. It doesn't seem relevant to either what the DOJ said in their statement of intent or the way the court ruled. And it also seemed, because it was a local ordinance that looked very much like 647E,
the state lodging.
It looks like it broke all of that up, too. But the problem is, you'd have to argue that separately in court, and it would just be the same thing all over again for years and years. So you just want to try to get governments to realize that they have to comply with the intent of that the Ninth Circuit Court in Bell versus Boise and whatever.
Seasoned legal, but not a lawyer, a seasoned lay person. You will be, of course, in court on other issues, and you'll keep your ears open.
I'm about to file an appeal on obstructing pedestrians charged locally, and I got a ticket for trying to get a ranger to do his job.
Remember,
disobeying an officer, authorized person. I'll see him in Superior Court about
it. Disobeying an officer?
Yeah, I tried to get him to do his job, and he walked away from me. Fuck these people.
And we've been talking to the stylings of...
Razor.
Thank you, Razor.
On the report, I'm sorry.
But what a nice hat.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Oh, look, pastries.
Great,
look. Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, man, watch out. It's you're going to spoil your appetite.
You.
Oh, thank you so much.
Being hustled along.
Any street reports?
No.
No? Thank you. Any reports from people in vehicles?
No.
Are people being left alone? Are they being hassled?
I guess they're being left alone. No, I can't tell.
Well, that may mean they're being left alone. Or maybe they're keeping it on the sly.
Maybe. I've only been in town 2 weeks.
Well, welcome to Santa Cruz.
Thank you.
So to speak. What's your name?
Scott.
Thank you, Scott. I'm Robert. Greetings.
Okay. Good to meet you.
All right, man. All right. Thank you. Looking for reports for people in vehicles, things you've heard about people who are in vehicles that are being hassled, being left alone.
We weren't bothered last night for a change. We weren't. But they were waking up other people around us. I was aware of that, but not everybody was in a car. But I knew that. And then Dave said they left us alone. But he knew about other people getting waked up.
Now,
being hassled.
You're in a vehicle yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And in the last 2 weeks, have you been hassled?
We do. We not in a big way. We get asked to go, or we get marked, so we move. We don't want another ticket. So
last time you got a ticket was?
We got a ticket a few days ago, but that's a different matter on a different car.
What about a vehicular ticket?
Oh yes. No. We've avoided that with the vehicle that we're in right now.
And so you've been? How long have you been living in your vehicle?
For me, off and on, about 6 years.
And during that period of time, how often have the Santa Cruz police or rangers or enforcement authorities hassled you for being in the vehicle?
Oh, in a big way, about 4 times, hugely. We've lost 2 vehicles. But other times we get chalk marks and we move.
And did you lose the vehicles because you violated the law?
No. We didn't. It wasn't that sort of matter. They wanted to get the cars out of there.
And how long ago was the last vehicle lost?
I think one vehicle probably in the last several days. But the one before that it's probably been 4 months ago.
Well, you heard this announcement, perhaps, about there being this meeting on Thursday at 1:30 at the police department where Police Chief Mills will be talking about the rights of vehicle people. Is that something that interests you?
It does. I'll be in another meeting. Dave said he will probably try to go, but I'll be in a different meeting, so I can't on Thursday.
And we've been talking
at the same time.
All right. Well, I'll forgive you on this on occasion.
I hope something will come of this, something positive. At least he's talking, apparently. At least, but there's all this stuff going on. It goes on. They say that they don't give people tickets anymore, the vehicles, unless there's been a violation, but they make up the violation. Somebody complains, and usually in the parking, the concerns of the parking lots, that's usually who makes the complaint. And they're the employees of the city, so it's up to them to complain or not complain. So that's where it usually comes from.
So
that makes a vehicle not suitable for having, you know, being there.
And so have you heard friends of yours or people you know gotten this kind of hassle in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I've heard several stories.
And do we know what neighborhoods this happened in?
Right, the ones I know about are right in downtown. Yeah.
And do you think...
Lately it's been around the parking garages the most, but there are other places. West Cliff is... People have been harassed out there.
I've heard it said that if you park out near the day and night storage on Felker Street, you don't get hassled. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. The campsite is around there, so I think that there are disgruntled neighbors, but I'm not close to that encampment, so I don't hear very many stories, except that I hear in the media neighbors getting upset that people are out there.
station on now?
It's well, right now we're on the stream at freakradio.org. In fact, we're not really on the stream. You have to call me to get the actual stream. Contact, I'll give you my card. But Anonymous. Very good. Any reports from the street?
Street reports?
Yes.
I'm traveling by faith.
You're who, what?
I am traveling literally by faith.
By faith?
By faith.
Now, are you in a vehicle or on the ground? You're on the feet.
I'm on the feet.
You're on your shoes. You're in your shoes.
I'm in my shoes.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't know if I want to be in your shoes or not. They're probably too small for me.
Unless you can fit into a size 8.
Don't remember. I think I just got. No, I'm 11. What am I thinking of? I'm too. Yeah, no, you're too small. You're too small, woman.
I am just right.
Well, that is your opinion. I mean.
No, that's God's opinion.
We won't get any further in this. But anything you want to say about life outside?
Yeah, it's getting cold out there.
And are you any hassles by police or problems in a vehicle?
Hassled by police twice today.
For doing what?
Walking on Highway 1.
And Highway Patrol, deputy?
From the Highway Patrol.
What did they tell you?
Don't do this again.
And then they got you a second time?
Well, I thought Highway 1 was Highway 1, so you could walk on Highway, not Freeway 1.
It was a wonderful highway. Already are. But you didn't get a citation.
Yeah. The second time I got a citation.
And did they give you, did they drive you to where you wanted to go?
They drove me to Soquel Drive.
Is that where you wanted to go?
If it's a frontage road next to the highway, then I'll take it.
They just dumped you.
Yeah.
And if you want to say, we've been talking with...
Today you're talking with Iris.
Thank you, Iris.
No new reports.
Any songs for us?
Yes, we played today. I played out on Pacific Avenue this afternoon with Jay Pastique and a violin player. I think it's Mooney. He's really good.
How'd that go?
Awesome.
Were you inside the sacred four dots?
No. And they were sitting on a bench. Perfect recalcitrance. Perfect for Santa Cruz.
Did any rangers stop you from this crime?
No, we were very fast. We didn't see any rangers, actually. And that is Happy New Year. I haven't seen you since last year.
And a ho, 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 ho
right.
to you.
Right. And a ho, 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 Happy New Year.
So we've been talking with you.
And this is Cooper.
Any reports again? Anything come to mind in the last 5 minutes?
No.
No, no. All right, thank you.
No.
One more time and get a chance to babble away. Any reports from the street?
A lot.
Go for it.
In 2 weeks, I have to go to the judge because of the fact that the person who did my motor, van. I lost the title, and so I had to go and go get smog and give her the money.
Get it legalized.
No, it's not in my name.
So what's your are you still in your vehicle?
Yes.
So they haven't taken it away yet.
No, it's still in their name, but I gave them the. I got the title, and I got the...
It's all legal. We got it covered. We don't need any help.
Good.
Let's move on and eat our dinner.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking.
Yeah. Tanya Field.
Thanks, Tanya.
Mickey Mouse.
Okay, man.
We got it handled. We have an RV, money, job.
Good.
Thanks.
Good.
We're not homeless or broke or any destitute or any such thing. We don't need to be bothered with such unnecessary stuff.
There are many people in RVs who do have problems. I do. So that's a difference.
Okay, good. Okay? Go take care of them.
That's what I'm doing, man. That's what I'm doing.
Emotional
support. Thank you. Good luck to you anyway, man.
It's not a matter of luck. It's a matter of skill.
Well, good.
Perseverance.
Good.
Determination.
Sometimes fortune plays into it. You know?
No, luck is a fairy tale, tooth fairy. Yeah. Luck has nothing to do with anything.
No, that's good.
Luck's only a word, like a tooth fairy. Right? Santa Claus.
Well, like hope, I guess. Huh?
No. Luck is nothing.
It's just another four-letter word.
Are you going to use four-letter words in line here? Is
like pace. My last name. Just another four-letter word.
Are you drinking? I see that's coffee in your hand.
I'm getting hard stuff.
Well, I'm going to move on before I
wait.
Drop it down.
I've got something important to say.
All right, go for it.
You can get a motel room on low housing. $200 a month.
And that's pretty good, actually.
Yes.
And how do you go about that?
I don't know. You got to look into it. I just found out about
it
today.
Is there a rumor spreading?
Just found out about it.
Well, give me the details, for heaven's sake.
Yes. Well, all you got to do is talk to the motel people and see if they'll rent to you and be eligible.
Well, if you find that actually happens, let me know.
Oh, yeah, because that means there's no waiting. No waiting list. You get in right away.
No waiting, no hating.
Yes, no hating list.
What do they call it?
No housing.
It's
low housing. It's better than no housing.
And we've been talking with
Joe.
Of course.
But a brief break and a bit of music, and we'll be back. So I went to Mama. I said, Mama, Mama dear, what about peace in this world? She replied, not around here. Sent me off to college, where they speak about big ideas. I spoke about mine, they said, sounds fine, but not around here. No, 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 not around here. Then I wrote the president, made sure my letters were clear. What about peace in this world? He replied, not around here, not around here. What am I to do? Nobody believes it's true, except maybe you. As the soldier go into battle, ask the mother whose son disappeared, ask the thinker, ask the drinker, they'll say, no, no, not around here. No, 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 not around here. Some say work on your outlook, others say conquer your fear. Some preach reconciliation, but not around here. Not around here. What am I to do? Nobody believes it's true, except maybe you, except maybe, maybe you. And that's another tranquilizing tune by Ron Israel from Homeless in America. Back now to the somewhat more, I don't know if it's upbeat or just active activity at the Red Church while folks are waiting in the chow line.
You, any reports?
Well, for the first time probably ever, 8 or 10 homeless people were invited to sit down with Tina Scholl.
That was the downtown street team on Friday, right?
Yes.
She made a big deal of that at the Parks and Rec Commission today.
Well, good.
I've done a lot of input on the homeless. I talked to the downtown street team, and then I talked to one other homeless person. That's what she said.
Well, we've talked about continuing these talks. They actually had us come in and sit down to talk about the money that they're receiving soon.
Good.
Which they have to, some of which they have to spend pretty quickly. So we tried to
get some ideas?
Well, no. What we tried to do was represent as many people and the varying ways they are homeless out there, whether they're employed and homeless, whether they're living in vehicles and homeless. And she took a lot of notes.
That's good. She usually does. Will you be coming to the RV protest to talk to Chief Mills about people living in their vehicles? 1:30 on Thursday. At the police station.
I can't make that day. But
well,
you know what? There are plans afoot. The Mid-County Council of Churches is talking to all of the churches out there and how they can make it. Hello, Pat.
We'll talk to you again. We've been talking with... Right, it looks good, the food. I'm going to get... Hey, Sonny, any comments?
But I don't really dig Tina Scholl, and I made that pretty evident publicly and privately and in front of her and behind her back and everywhere else. I've seen her sabotage the Measure K Commission, and I've seen her double-talk her way forward and up the pyramid to the assistant city manager's post, and I frankly, I'm probably too unsympathetic. I've got to be more objective about this, even though I'm objecting, so to speak. But the idea of her talking to five people 3 days before the her big report on the homeless, that's her idea of homeless input to deal with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars, is ludicrous. And so thin as to indicate a real contempt or just a complete indifference to public opinion, and it doesn't speak too well for the city council either that they don't say hold everything until we actually talk to real homeless people about this stuff and not leave it to these clowns and the staff who have no interest in any meaningful homeless input. And I don't think the woman speaking can represent homeless people. I mean, she has her own point of view, and she's articulate about it, and I like her personally, but there's a whole bunch of different people out there, and they deserve to be heard, and that's the only way you can get some sense of what it's like to be out there, rather than fantasizing in your little brainiac, closed room, back door, smoky room sessions. I guess people aren't smoking much anymore in those rooms, but something is happening pretty thick that's fogging things over, and it ain't impressive. Let's hear some more.
Comments on getting arrested?
Yeah, that would be good. Or bad, or whatever. I'll try. Go ahead.
Okay. Topic was Sonny getting arrested.
We've been talking with...
Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Go ahead.
Sonny getting arrested at the old place, and all of a sudden he goes over there at the old theater next to the levee and gets arrested at 2:30, not trespassing, and all of a sudden another suspect, a female, got arrested for no ID. And we didn't get released until 8 o'clock, and our property won't be... I won't receive my property until tomorrow. Tuesdays and Thursdays are the only days that you could receive your property.
12:30 to 2:30.
So what's happening on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
Nothing, probably. Or they're sitting around warming the chairs. We've been talking with...
Sonny.
Sonny.
And indeed, Mills Police Department only allows people access to the property 2 days a week for 2 hours on each of those days, 12:30 to 2:30. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is quite a burden for people whose blankets or clothes or ID is confiscated by police or their pals in the parks and rec. So something that needs to be brought forcibly to the attention of the authorities in a fashion which they can't avoid paying some attention to. Maybe we should learn something from the yellow vests.
Any street reports, madam?
Have you heard about the police officer, a ranger, who punches people in the stomach when he catches them smoking in the park?
He's trying to help them out, man.
He really hates it.
Well, that's right. The man's trying to... It's for your own health. It's for your own health.
Yeah. And here's your citation, by the way.
By the way, did you get any of those recently?
No.
Good. We've been talking with...
Trixie Endeavors.
Thank you, Trixie. Any street reports, shorter woman?
I just spotted the pit bull over there, and I'm a little scared. I
can't. Keep an eye on the pit bull.
I can't even think. My best friend had her dog killed in front of her by a pit bull in a park.
I will allow you to
never
take.
Showed up. And right. So my heart starts pounding.
I hear you. Well, let's.
The dog was 14 years old and killed right in front of her.
Well, keep those dogs in leash.
Well,
both of you, all of you.
It's not mine. That one's sitting right there, and my dogs are little, and they could be eaten in one bite.
You want me to hold your dog?
And I'm scared to death.
You want me to hold your
Would
dog
you? For you? Yeah, because I can't. I have to go by there, and
all right. All right. Well, you get some food and come back, and
thank
then don't
you,
forget
Robert.
To get your dog.
Are you kidding? They're all I got.
You've been hassled in your vehicle lately?
No, but I keep hoping.
I see. Yeah. You're actually not homeless at all, are you? You're a fucking counterfeit in line, aren't you?
I am a counterfeit in line, but I'm hungry.
Well, get some food and we'll talk later.
Okay.
Any street reports, sir? Anything you want to say for free radio?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
I don't get angry at the PD.
Yes.
I get... defiant.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't like him beating on kids for smoking a cigarette and trying to kill the dog. So I just got out of jail for that kind of shit. I threatened to kill him because I would protect the dog with my life before I protect the cop's fucking life. And he needs to get off the street because he's a health and safety hazard, dangerous and armed.
What were you jailed for?
For loitering and loitering. Had food, a blanket, backpack. And refusing to put out my cigarette, don't fuck you, refusing to sit on the sidewalk. And I said, hey, you need to be hung by a freaking neck because you're not worthy of a fine squad, you're a traitor. But if anything, I'm not going to sue the taxpayers. I'm going to make sure you never have a gun and a freaking badge and you're never on the street again.
Name of the cop?
The one who broke my arm Borrella is fucking, and I got a place for there.
Wow.
I got 3 years with half, tried to send me to prison with a strike of 5.5 years.
Now, how long were you in jail this time?
16 months. I got my parole discharged. No probation. I can have my felonies reduced to some kind of like a misdemeanors.
That sounds
good. I'm going to get retirement for bail money because money talks. Bullshit walks, and they got their guns, but they're not calling the fucking shots.
And we're talking.
If anybody shoots a kid, badge or no badge, if he doesn't shoot himself, I will shoot him for him.
And we've been speaking to the potential shooter.
And you, it don't matter. I don't give a fuck who the fuck it is. You got a badge, you shoot a kid because you got a cell phone, I would kill you, I told him. I would kill myself if I did that.
And we've been talking with?
Taliban Tony.
Thank you, Thomas.
What's your story? I've gotten arrested for refusing to put out my cigarettes, sitting on the sidewalk, and getting off and feeding people on the street.
Thank you, Tony. I'm the dog sitter for the moment.
That's a very thoughtful, good
thing. Spirited of me.
Yes, I think that you are doing a good help to the slavery.
All right, good. Now the dog's been relieved. And anything you want to report for free radio?
I don't know what to say right now. It's been raining terribly. I don't know. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad the rain is.
We've been talking with
Harriet.
Thanks, Harriet.
What reports do you want from me?
As many as you want to give me.
I want to slumber it. Saw Chief Mills today.
How's he doing?
Looked pretty drunk walking down Pacific Avenue.
Drunk? Our chief?
Oh, yeah. Walking like Barney Fife.
Drunk with power, perhaps?
Probably.
And what did you say to the chief, and what did she or he say to you?
I said, what's up, chief? He goes, hey, you doing all right? I said, yep.
Concerned with your welfare, you see?
Yeah. Alan Slumbra, on the record.
And we've been talking with?
Alan Slumbra.
Thank you, Alan. Sorry, I missed the name there. Any reports from the street?
Nothing significant. Not here in Santa Cruz.
Any connection with people in RVs and how they're being treated lately? Or in cars?
No, I don't know too much. Well, this dude, Greg, he doesn't have any complaints about the cops, but I guess the shop owners have been giving him a lot of shit for parking on Pacific Ave. So, I don't know. That's the only thing I know of.
We've been talking with?
What?
Your name is, if you
will. Oh, I'm Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, no problem.
You look familiar, Mr. Hair Threat, War Threat, Something Threat, Button Person, Minor Threat.
Yeah, Travis.
Travis, any comments as you proceed up to grab some chicken?
I'm alive.
True enough. Thank you, sir. Working with
Green 76.
And what do you got, Green?
We are bringing back some of the spirit that was lost with the great, great loss in the family, with the loss of Dr. O'Neill, the pirate, the maestro, the community pillar.
I've got no idea who you're talking about.
O'Neill, the genius surfer technology mastermind of O'Neill Surf Shop.
Oh, okay. I know the surf shop. You know, I don't know about the guy.
They have a really sharp tech guru there, and we are in co-development agreement where our next step is to have a memorandum of understanding with the legal team.
Fair enough. And we've been talking with?
The designer of a new surfboard and a new lifeguard boat called a Sea Viper. We're going to give the lifeguard something called a Sea Viper.
Well, we'll await the arrival of the Sea Viper.
Hopefully by Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you. We're on here in the steps of the Red Church talking with...
Dreamcatcher again.
Dreamcatcher, what news, I say news, do you have for us?
Well, someone stole my bike.
Not again.
I have a string in my guitar sitting on the City Hall wall with everybody, all those other goofy guys. And I was a little distracted. I look up, my bike's gone. Ruined my night.
Now, when was this?
Three days ago.
And your bike was not within your view sight?
Yes, it was. It was as far as you are from me.
And what, really?
Yeah,
I'm about a foot from you.
About a Raleigh. It was a Raleigh, the only Raleigh that's got orange duct tape on it. That's fluorescent orange.
And who took this bike? Or do we know who took this bike?
I don't care. But I know who it is. I know what they did. I watched them do it, and I thought they were kidding when they didn't come back. Because they already had a bike. They locked up their bike to the meter.
Well, they need a second bike just in case.
With all the other second bikes next to them?
Yep.
Oh, well. He's got paperwork, so I don't do battle with unarmed men. I give him some time. I already got two new bikes already.
Really?
Well, yes.
So in 3 days, you've acquired two new bikes?
Well, the option. I really would like that Raleigh bike back. That was the best bike I've ever ridden. It was nothing loose. Nothing loose. It was great. And you couldn't strip it to exchange parts because only Raleigh parts fit on Raleighs. Raleighs don't go on other bikes either because they don't fit.
Now, are you still holding a room in Watsonville, or is that a thing of the past?
No, I got a room still in Watsonville that is totally useless. Totally useless, and I wish I would have gotten one of those checks for $850. I would have got a motorhome, a license, and a job. I didn't need a place too far away that I don't want to do anything. But I don't care. I got an ID over there, a California ID, waiting in my mail over there, but I don't have my keys to my room anymore. That's $50. I don't have a bus pass anymore. I don't care. I really, it's just like, I don't feel like anything was done for me because I'm not doing anything different than I was doing before they contacted me in the first place. I went through everything that they asked me to do, but it wasn't true.
And what was false about it?
Wasn't truly helping me. Wasn't helping me do anything different than I'm doing now that I enjoy so much. It's just breathing and living. I don't want to go to a place that's got restrictions on visitors or on a shower in my own room and a sink that gets me wetter than the dishes and a refrigerator that doesn't even freeze an ice cube. Screw it.
Take it. And we've been talking with?
Dreamcatcher. I'm doing all right. My spirit's great. Blessings come my way, it seems, every day. I'm gearing back up and starting to do some painting. I got new strings on my guitar. The bike thing, they come and go, but I'm going to keep it. This pink one, boy, that, I don't think that one's going to be hard to not lose. But anyway, pinks and white looks good, doesn't it?
I'm going to call you a Pinko henceforth. Again, we've been talking.
You can call me henceforth Pinko. Dreamcatcher. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Yes.
And that's it for this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Back at you again on Thursday at 6, assuming I can get it together to do that. And on Wednesday, of course, at 11 o'clock, it'll be either Conscience in Action, Huff, or both, kind of having a little tussle with each other, as we often do, trying to figure out what to do next in the RV struggle, the bathroom struggle, and various struggles concerning the civil rights and criminalization of homeless people and the directions of our new shitty council, the progressive one, you know. You've heard about them. If you want to reach me between times, call me on the Huff line, 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And in the meantime, call each other and do what I'm not doing. Take action while I'm just talking.